When it comes to L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future Volume 39, the storyteller is central, but the illustrator is the icing on the cake, bringing the story even more vividly to life. And one of the winners in the illustrator category this time is Chris Binns. Let's talk to him. Let's find out more right now.
I usually have it on as much as I can.
They're making radio fun again.
Oh, yeah.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
I usually have it on as much as I can.
They're making radio fun again.
Oh, yeah.
Today on UK Talk Radio, we're talking to Chris Binns, who's an illustrator, and we're talking about a fantastic competition, the Writers of the Future. Now, obviously, it's as you would think it would be, it's writers, but also an exciting part is illustrators can actually win just in the same way that writers do. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about the work that you had to do to win, to get your place. Tell us how that all worked.
Yeah, absolutely. So the contest is basically open to anybody that's classified as non-professional. So if you're still kind of in an amateur status as an illustrator or writer, everybody's sort of welcome to this competition. And what they kind of ask you to is the genre is mostly fantasy and sci-fi. And what you're asked to do is submit three pieces. And so you submit three pieces to this contest, and then those kind of go through a very long, there's many people enter. They don't tell us exactly how many, but I would imagine it's quite a few. And then that sort of gets separated into classifications of honorable mentions, semifinalists, finalists, and then obviously three winners. Every quarter this happens. And if you're lucky enough and they like your piece that quarter, you get selected as a winner for that quarter. And luckily I was able to do that.
Fantastic. So that's the first stage. You've beaten off all the competition. So you're actually a winner. So what happens next? What is the, once you've actually got that prize, what's the next step for you?
Yeah. So basically that's when all sort of the excitement starts to happen. And so what you do is if I was a Q4 winner, so I was lucky enough that I didn't have to wait an entire year for this to happen. But so it basically happened right after I was selected as a winner. Now the three illustrator winners from each quarter, so that's a total of 12, then essentially get matched up with a writer winner, and you don't know who it is and you've never read the story before, but you are given then a short story, and you have to read, and in 30 days you get a chance to read that story and then create an illustration for that story that's going to then be judged for a grand prize winner, and it also gets you into the volume 39 anthology of the Writers of the Future, which is the most exciting part.
And I would imagine that as an illustrator, this is an amazing opportunity with this kind of work, because it's all about fantasy, so you can really unleash your imagination.
Absolutely. It's my ultimate genre is anything fantasy related, and getting into that sci-fi realm. It really lets you just sort of throw your imagination out there and just do something crazy, just create something weird.
What a fantastic, I mean, this is absolutely fantastic for an illustrator. And how long have you been an illustrator for? When did this all start for you?
Well, I mean, obviously everyone kind of has the cliche answer of ever since I could hold a pencil, I've been drawing. But for me, it's kind of a little bit of a unique story is throughout my life, I've been always kind of keeping art secret to myself. I've always drawn in private. I've never actually taken art classes. I've never actually outwardly shown anybody outside of a handful of close friends and family members that even knew I could draw. So a lot of people were very surprised when they heard that I'd won this contest. And then when I was, into my 30s, I decided to go to an actual university for illustration, and I got a degree in illustration. But then it was still very much background for me. I actually got that illustration degree in the UK in Huddersfield, and then I moved back to the States. And in there, I ended up getting an engineering degree and working for Intel. And now I've been here for 12 years. So it's a very much a hobby background thing for me. And all my free time basically goes into my illustration, but it isn't my full-time job. So I kind of have to balance both vocations a little bit.
Never an easy thing to do, but it's great that you get to do as your hobby something that you really enjoy, and also that you've got to a level where you've been recognized that you're really good at it. And what's the next stage for you now? So as far as your career is concerned, or your hobby, whichever way you want to put it, as an illustrator, what's next for you?
Well, for me, it's always been about doing things that make you smile, that make you happy. I always want to have fun when I'm doing art. So like doing it for a career can sometimes, you know, suck some of the love and some of the passion out of it. So I would love to be able to get into maybe doing some book covers and some, you know, commission illustrations and keeping it very much freelance, but as much as I can do without losing my sanity, obviously having multiple jobs. But yeah, that's kind of what I'd like to do. I also do children's books in my free times that I just kind of like to entertain my kids with. So I'd like to kind of keep those going, and maybe just making, you know, contacts in a world where I can have a couple of repeat clients. Maybe I can get into somebody that just really likes my style and what I do, and just sort of get some more of my work out there, really.
And I'm sure that now you've done well in Writers of the Future. I mean, this is a great shop doorway, isn't it? So I'm sure that you'll also do very well on the back of that.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely opened some doors, and I've had some communications with some folks that are interested in me doing some art for them. So that's been fantastic. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Chris, can I wish you all the best? And it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you, Chris. We've been talking to Chris Binns, who's a winner in the Illustrator category. And don't forget, you can find out more about and purchase your copy of L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future, Volume 39, available in all good bookstores, and also go to Amazon.